My name's Andrew Hodkins and I'm principal of West Oaks School. It's a specialist SEN school and college and it's in Leeds. It's a generic special school, deemed a SILC in Leeds. It's a specialist inclusive learning centre. We have about 120 pupils based on three sites. We have a base in the local high school. We have a BSD, a Behavioural Emotional Social Difficulty site based at Oakwood Lane for Key Stage 2 pupils. And we have a 3-19 special school at a Boston Spa site, which caters for a range of abilities. I think the challenges are working with schools that are very different ethos, very different inclusive ideal, and also they work in very different environments. We work from inner city to outer rural areas, so again, very diverse populations, and that really is the main challenge. But again, through strong partnerships, we've been able to cater for many, many different needs. I've got a strong partnership with the North East head teachers, both secondary and primary, and all the models that myself and my colleagues have put forward have built into it a commitment from those schools to endorse our inclusive approach. That is, the child remains on their mainstream role. It's a very short intervention. When you look at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, we work alongside our school partners. So we work in that mainstream environment, mirroring behaviours that we expect. So it's no good the child being plucked out of school, attending a provision, and then we fixing the child, so to speak, and sending them back. So we're really working with a model that is long-term, and it's based on partnerships again. So there's a real accountability. If they're not happy with it, they'll commission it from somebody else. So we've adapted to the need, but what I won't compromise on is the child remains on their mainstream role. The school is accountable for their outcomes. We'll work in partnership with them to ensure that the child and family and the local community, schools included, all benefit from that collaborative approach. So our rainbow provision is a 2-week early intervention provision, play therapy input, and almost a relearning to learn for the child. They start their mainstream provision on a Monday morning. They come to our provision on a Monday afternoon, and then they return Friday afternoon to their mainstream primary. So they haven't broken the link with their mainstream primary, which I think is key. The child then remains on our radar through our pupil track. So once we've been involved with a parent, with a school or with a family, we continue to be involved long-term, because if they're experiencing difficulties age 3, age 5, then clearly they're going to experience difficulty at transition points through their high school. So we develop a continuum of provision. We also manage a key stage 3 provision. It's £500,000 worth of provision spread across Pupil Development Centre, Rainbow, Gold and a SWIFT model at Key Stage 3. 5 weeks, time limited, child returns to the mainstream school on a Friday afternoon. It's almost mirroring the DfE pilot around schools being responsible for outcomes. I think it's really important to get the curriculum right. History will show us that one size doesn't fit all. I think the more creative you can be and the more innovative you can be in terms of curriculum delivery or provision delivery, the more likely you are to meet need and ensure that the child remains in the mainstream environment or gets the right level of targeted support, and that's around the family, around the school, and more importantly, around the child. The curriculum for us, what works is a quite vocational-based provision for some of our young people. You know, our partnerships with our local high school around foundation learning, around a horticultural base, around a retail works environment with a vocational opportunity to work in our shop in the village, again, is the right curriculum for that child, because we layer the literacy, numeracy, ICT links through that foundation learning approach. And that's what I mean about getting the curriculum right and getting the provision right, because at different points of a child's academic career, they'll require different levels of intervention. And what we should do as a school or as a special school, and as an outreach or a commission locality provider, try and cater for all need, because again, it is about ability and not disability.